Marianne's Diner is a favorite stop for candidates on the campaign trail. The wait staff are good at working around reporters and their microphones.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Of course, campaign season feels like ancient history now. It's 2 weeks that Donald Trump has been in the White House. How's he doing?
He's doing a very good job. He's doing exactly what he said he would, which is something politicians haven't done in a long time.
Local Roy Holton was a mechanic at a rubber factory in Nashua for 35 years, till the factory moved out of town. He's pretty happy with Trump's first big decisions.
I think he's going to control the terrorists coming into this country and hopefully give us Americans back our freedoms that we had before 9/11.
What are those freedoms?
Going to an airport, getting on a plane, having to go through metal detectors everywhere you go. I consider them to be an infringement of my rights.
Nearby, James Hennessy is nursing a coffee. He's got a Make America Great Again cap on. It's no surprise he's happy with Trump's first 2 weeks. Still, Hennessy says he doesn't like some things about the president, like his disputing inauguration crowd sizes and when he made fun of Arnold Schwarzenegger's TV ratings.
He has his problems. He's got an ego as big as whatever. But you take the good with the bad.
What Hennessy, a retired newspaper ad salesman, likes is Trump's executive order banning all refugees and immigrants from 7 Muslim countries for 90 days.
The whole theory is he wants to figure a new way to vet people. And one of the problems, if you came from Syria, chances of getting records of your background are probably pretty slim.
According to PolitiFact, Syrians tend to have access to more identity documents than other refugee groups. Still, I hear echoes of Hennessy's views at booth after booth. And even some Hillary Clinton voters here are rooting for Trump. Near some sunny windows, Noemi Vega is eating breakfast with her 2 grown children.
Oh my God, I'm so done with all the news, the media. It's just becoming overwhelming. I think we should just let him do his job, let him prove himself, and that's it.
Did you support him as a candidate?
No, I didn't.
Who did you support?
Who did we support? Hillary. But now we have no choice. So, you know, it's completely supporting him and let him do his job.
Vega is not the only one who blames the media for whipping the nation into a panic.
We're not looking at a dictator. We're looking at opposite opinions.
Stefan Landau is a selectman in nearby Chester who dropped in for breakfast alone. He says he left the top of the ticket blank last November.
I'm curious if you have an opinion on the immigration and refugee executive order.
I don't find it to be any more obtrusive than some of the other things that have occurred over the last 200 years.
Landau is taking the long view, but if Trump does step on any laws, Landau says he's sure the judicial branch will keep him in line. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.